I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know why you're being a man-hater this morning.
I'm not being a man-hater at all.
But if you're just tuning in to Power 93.5.
I just don't like sneaky people who are now, suspicious.
Now it's sneaky and suspicious. One of our listeners, her husband has his man cave. That's his room. That's his space. She went to go clean it last night because he took today and tomorrow off for March Madness to watch the games. Kudos to him.
And kudos to the wife for cleaning his man cave.
Got to the man cave. The door is locked. She asked for a key, and he said, no, that's my room. That's my space. You don't need to have a key.
It's weird.
And I agree with him. Carla says, there's something going on. You're hiding something.
First of all, do I sound like that? Hello. I sound like that?
Today you do, yeah.
I think it's suspicious.
Why?
Just gonna put it out there because, you know, especially if we're married and we have a house together, you're just gonna lock the door and you're not. No,
she can't even get it out.
Nothing needs
your
to be locked.
Your point is so bad. No. You can't even explain your position.
You know what Tiara said on our live video?
What?
Power 935 on Facebook. She said, "Hitman, how would you feel if your wife had a she shed and always kept the door locked every time she went in there?" No, he says fine, Tiara. He's full of it.
869-1093. The ladies will agree with me for the most part this morning. Go ahead, girl.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, Carla, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to agree with him, man.
Why?
As a woman, we like our own space.
Mm-hmm.
So, for a man to have his own space, I totally agree.
No, I agree.
It's okay. He don't need to have... You know, we don't need a key. It's about the trust
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
My wife has her own room. She's got her little sewing set up. She's got her own little computer, a little thing going on.
Exactly.
I never go into her room and look and poke around and move stuff around.
Okay, so what if she's in there and one day you just want to ask her a question? What do you want for dinner or something? And you wiggle the lock and you can't get in.
I'll send her a text.
Knock on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
See, we got solutions. I like this contemporary woman here. Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too. See, she doesn't have a problem with this. She's not trying to be all controlling. Hello,
869-1093.
What do you think?
I think that she needs a key.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
This is how you see those women on the news that were married to serial killers, and they go, oh, my God.
I mean, now they're on the subject.
But I never went into it.
Oh, my
God. No, girl. You get a key. You go in there. There could be a severed head in there. You do not know.
I mean,
oh my God.
You know, men since we're on the subject, you never know.
Now you're going to compare it to BTK. Are you kidding me?
We just want to be certain.
I'm just saying. You got to be careful. I'm just saying. Mm-mm. You don't know. He could be real sweet to you.
That means you don't trust me.
That
means you don't trust me, and that's just wrong.
That means you don't trust me by giving me a key.
No, you don't need a key.
I do need a key.
Exactly. It's a trust thing. Like, he doesn't trust her either.
Oh,
if
my.
You don't feel like your shed is safe doing whatever you're doing out there, just
thank
because
you.
He has a key.
Yes.
I feel like I'm at home.
What do you think she's going to do? Go in there and ruin
something? Right? It's suspicious.
She just wants to know. It's on her property, too. Like, she just wants to know what's going on in that freezer.
Good point. Good point. That's my house, too. Like, who are you to just lock the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You two are both tripping.
Get her number.
And the lady that called before is the only woman
who
understands. And I submit to you, there are more ladies out there that are more comfortable with the lock on that door not having access than there are the women like you and the lady that just want to call it, that just want to control everything.
It's sneaky. It's suspicious.
Suspicious.
And I'll just go get my own key made when you're asleep. I'm going to grab your little key. And I'm making a second key.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.